What's up, everybody? It's Butch Guru coming back to you for another solo podcast. We try to do one, or we try to get together, and you know, just got a lot of other stuff going on. And when we get together to be able to do a podcast, we just want to relax and watch TV, or you know. So you get me again, but you get one. So that's the good thing. So last week was that whole Chick-fil-A deal shit. And I know I talked about it once on here, and I still feel the same way. And I also feel like, you know, it was a good thing that everybody donated the cost of a chicken sandwich to a good cause. And that's what you should do. Instead of going there and protesting and having kiss-ins, and it's ridiculous, for number one. Number two, it doesn't make us look great, in my opinion. If you want to get behind something and you want to be a part of something like that, you know, just do it as a consumer and don't spend your money there. It's that simple. You know, you don't have to be douchey to people. You don't have to be perhaps like you feel like they're being. You just don't have to support the cause. And you could do that with any company. And there's a lot of companies that are, you know, that aren't for same-sex marriage or anti-gay, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, if you feel that strongly, get educated so you'll know where to put your money, and, you know, you won't have to worry about anything else. Then move past it. You know, I'm sick of Facebook. Like, I can't hardly, like, Facebook has turned into old MySpace, which with links and pictures, and you know what I missed? The old status update. So now, for the most part, I just do Twitter and forget about the rest of it, because, I mean, I'm still on Facebook and I still look at it, but it's annoying, and especially when it gets to have some kind of big topic. It could be, and not just the Chick-fil-A thing, before that it was something else, before that it was something, you know what I mean? It's always something. It just gets so annoying. I get tired of it. So I just don't hang out on Facebook as much as I used to. I used to love the old status updates. Miss it, you know? And now, because there's not status updates, you can't, you know, it's all these links. It clogs up your page. And so when people do actually just post a status, you miss it, you know, unless you make one of those groups. And then it's just gotten to be too high maintenance, you know? Like, Facebook shouldn't feel like a girlfriend or a wife. I'm sorry if I'm saying, but girlfriends and wives are high maintenance. That's just a fact of life, okay? And that's the fact of life. You deal with it, you know? I'm sure that I'm high maintenance in my ways. I know I am. And, you know, I don't care. That's just life. I think that everybody's high maintenance to a degree or some point, or, you know what I mean? Like, who cares? Whatever. But Facebook should not be high maintenance. You know, just like having good friends and stuff like that shouldn't be high maintenance. It should be pretty easy. But it's not. Twitter is. So anyway, yeah, I wasn't even going to like get on that whole subject matter, but it came out. Sorry. But I do want to talk about the Olympics a little bit. And, you know, Michael Phelps is a phenomenal swimmer. We've seen that. And, you know, maybe he didn't get this gold or that gold, but the dude is older, of course. Your body, you know, does things to you when you get old. And I think that when you're an elite athlete, you put your body through a whole lot more. Even though you're in shape, doesn't always necessarily mean that you're not taxing your body in some way. The ideal situation would be to be that in shape and, you know, not put yourself through those kind of rigorous competitions where you may, you know, cause an injury because you have to train that hard, or, you know, but to be in shape and to take care of your body and do normal stuff. But, so, yeah, he's gotten a little bit older, so he missed a few. But, shit, I mean, what was it, like, 22, 25, I can't remember, medals that he has, 19 golds. Shut the hell up. Nobody will ever touch that again, ever, probably. I mean, that's nothing to frown about, I'll tell you that. And, you know, all achieved by being a pothead. How about that? Who says potheads can't achieve things? He does. That other dude, Ryan dude, he apparently is a pothead too. So, you know, whatever. I guess you could just smoke weed, jump in the pool, and swim your little ass off, you know. But also, I know everybody's, you know, talked about the track star that from South Africa that was a double amputee as a young child, and his dream was to, you know, run in the Olympics, and he did it. And I'm not sure where he placed, because I didn't watch, you know, we have them recorded and not exactly watching them as they happen, but we were watching the heat. He came in second in the heat. But prior to that, they had said that there was some controversy surrounding him in regards to the fact that he may have some unfair advantage because he has those springboard-type feet, you know, and that there might be some kind of advantage that he would have over the other athletes, and that, you know, it could possibly make him be able to win easily. Well, it didn't, number one. Number two, who is the douchebag that would have the gumption to say, we think the dude with no feet has an unfair advantage because he has feet made of fiberglass? What? Are you kidding me? That douchebag, whoever it was, I don't care if he was the star athlete from wherever, if you make a comment like that, you should automatically just be banned from the Olympics. Because what? He should be complaining that you guys get an unfair advantage. Here is a guy who doesn't have feet, okay? He doesn't have anything below the knees. And you're going to say he has an unfair advantage because of the technology behind his prosthetic leg. You got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. What kind of freaking society do we live in where somebody's complaining that an amputee with two prosthetic legs may have an advantage? Shut the hell up. You should... No, I'm not even going to say that's bad karma. But anyway, whoever it was, I'm not sure who it was. I'm not sure. I bet if I looked on the internet, or you guys can, remember, you got Google. If you want to know who the douchebag was that was commenting on it, you should figure out who it was, and we should all, like, blow his Twitter up and tell him what a douchebag he is, you know? But anyway, the good thing was he ran. It was his dream since he was a kid. His parents didn't treat him any different. His mom still made him get up and make his bed, and, you know, that's what you have to do, you know? There's nothing different about him aside from, you know, he had an illness that caused him to lose his, you know, below the knee legs, whatever you call those, cap, I don't even know, whatever. Anyway, but nothing different, you know, about him aside from that. I mean, he still has all the same feelings and emotions and, you know, probably wanted to be treated just like his brother. But as a result, you know, there's an Olympic athlete for you, and that just goes to prove it's, you know, you can do anything, and you just have to believe in yourself. And obviously he did, and that was a pretty inspirational, you know, competition to watch, and to see him compete at that level, you know, just made you feel like, what are you doing, asshole? You know, like, that's what it made me feel like, really. Like, what are you doing, asshole? Here is a guy who could, nobody would blame him. I mean, everybody would want him to be, not be like that, but, you know, here's a guy who could be down on himself, who could be in a situation where he wants pity, or, you know what I mean? It could be any kind of situation. This dude doesn't, you know, you see a lot of other people that are in similar situations that don't make the best of it. Yeah, but when you see somebody that does, it's got to make you look at your life and be like, what the, holy shit, what am I doing? I'm overweight, you know, I procrastinate. I mean, it could be whatever, you know. I mean, like, get your fat ass in the gym, or at least work out, or, you know what I mean? Like, it should be an inspiration to get you moving, or to get you inspired to achieve things that you can do easily. You know, you can do easily. So you should think of that when you don't want to get off your ass to go get something, or you don't want to get off your ass and go to the gym, or you don't want to get off your ass and, you know, walk to the mailbox, or whatever it is. You know, you should think about people that are less fortunate, or I mean, they probably don't look at themselves as less fortunate, but you would, you know, like you do when, if you think about not having any feet. You know, kind of need your feet to walk. So, that's less fortunate to me. You got to get up and put your feet on every day or put your legs on every day. You know, you take for granted, you just roll out of bed. You know, you just put your foot on the floor and you get to go. You know, it's not, you don't get to, you don't have to get up and have a whole ordeal just to go to the bathroom. So from now on, everybody should think about that when you're the least motivated in your life. And I'm going to try to do the same. I'm not at all saying that I'm good at that. Like I said, it just made me feel like a big old piece of shit that, you know, sometimes I complain because I have to do this or, you know, now I got to go do this. Now I got to mow the grass. And you know what I mean? At least you can mow the grass, dummy. At least you're not, you know, a quadriplegic or a paraplegic, and you know, you are afforded the luxury to get your fat ass up and get out there and mow the grass and weed eat and edge, and you know, these things to you are a burden, but to somebody who can't walk or somebody, you know, that has gotten in an accident and can't walk, they would happily take your legs and be able to walk and do whatever the hell you complain about doing. So just remember that and try to think about that. You know, try to be positive. There's always somebody that's in a worse situation than you are. So if you can help out other people and, you know, you could do something to maybe make somebody's life less fortunate than you a little bit better, that's what you should do. You know, like, it's that simple. Be happy, you know, be nice, spread the, you know, good energy and positivity, and live your life. You know, that's all you have. That's all you have, like, is your life. That's it. There's nothing else. Like, you don't have somebody else's life. You don't get to do anybody else's life. You don't get to do anybody else's business. Like, you only get to do what you get to do. You only get to control your life. But you could do a good job at it, you know? I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just rambling. So anyway. Oh, the Olympic dude. So that was an inspiration. And, you know, just a reminder that you can do whatever you want to do if you just get your head in the game, you know? Just get your head in the game. That's it. Close your eyes, imagine that, you know, close your eyes and visualize whatever you want to attain. Do that every night before you go to sleep. Like, if your job's shitty and you're not happy with your job and you want something different, if you'll put that in the forefront of your subconscious, make that, okay, but you can't be negative about it. You know, you just have to say, I want a better job. I want to be more successful. I want, you know, whatever it is. You need to, or if you know what dream job you want, I want to work at FedEx. I want to be a courier at FedEx so bad. You know, it'll put it in the forefront of your head, and eventually you'll attain that. It may not happen next week, but, you know, just keep your head up and keep working towards it, and it'll happen. It will. So, oh yeah, speaking of closing your eyes, do you ever... Alright, I do this, and I don't know if this is just something I do, or if this is something a lot of people do, but, like, if it's pitch black inside where I'm at, somewhere, like one of our rooms, or my closet, for example, does not have a window in it, so it's pitch black, and sometimes when we play hide-and-go-seek with the dogs, I'll go up there and hide in the closet, and it's pitch black, and I notice that when I'm somewhere that's pitch black like that, I close my eyes. Like, it's dark already, and I could keep my eyes open, or I could close them, and the same thing, I see the same thing, nothing, right? Black. But why do I close my eyes? Why wouldn't I keep them awake? Why wouldn't, like, I keep them open? You think that's weird? Do you close your eyes, or do you keep them open in the dark? Like, if I'm outside and it's dark, obviously I'm going to keep them open, because I don't think it's ever 100% dark where you're at outside. There's always some form of light, right? Even if it's, could be the moon, or, well, it could be a cloudy night, but still there's light somewhere if you're in a city. The only way that it'd be pitch black, I guess, would be if you were, you know, in the woods somewhere, and screw that. If I'm in the woods somewhere, I'm having a light, I hope, and I'm for sure keeping my eyes open. I'm not getting eaten by a bear or some shit like that, because I had my eyes closed in the dark. Whatever. But inside a house or something like that is what I mean. I just close my eyes, you know? I don't know. I don't know if that's weird or not, but or if that's normal. We should test it on a baby. Seems like kids and babies or kids, like little kids, toddler types, they're not as easily influenced by conversation. So now, if you think about it, this conversation, you might go turn the light off in the bathroom or something and see, but you might already be skewed by my conversation. If you're a kid and you go in there and you turn the light off, if you could see them, if it was pitch black, I wonder what they do. Close their eyes, keep them open. I don't know. If you got like one of those infrared cameras that could, you know, see in the dark, then you could do that test. Somebody come up with that and see what happens. I don't have any kids. I do have a niece, but I don't, that would be a hard sell to get her into somewhere black, pitch black. And I think she would keep her eyes open, actually. I don't know. It'd be weird. I have to find out. Anyway, so that was just that. So yesterday, we do a family dinner once every 2 weeks, right? And we, in the summertime, we hang out at my sister's house every 2 weeks because she has a swimming pool. So we all just go over there. We might bring something, go grab something, whatever. We just hang out there and eat and swim. So it's a lot of fun. And but my niece, yesterday we were over there hanging out and it got stormy and we had to get out of the water and go inside because there was like a thunderstorm that came through and it's probably not a wise idea to be in the water with lightning. So we got out and we went inside and I was about to go to the bathroom and Jenna said she had to go to the bathroom. So she goes to pee and I had to pee real bad. And you know how boys will pinch off their penis, little boys, and I only know this because I have a nephew and I had, you know, boy cousins growing up, but they'll pinch off their penis at the end to hold it, you know, until they can pee. But girls, I still do this as a grown-up, sadly, but you hold your clit, you know, or right below it. I guess that's where the pee hole is, but you hold your clit. Do you still do that as an adult? Because I do sometimes, you know, like if somebody's in, like she was sitting there on the potty, like she's three, so she sits on a regular toilet, but she was sitting there like forever and I was like, I gotta pee, what are you doing, are you pooping? And she was like, yep. So I was like, are you serious? So I had to leave her in there and go pee, but I had to hold my clit so I didn't pee on myself. How sad is that? Is that ridiculous? It is ridiculous, right? As an adult, I should not, like, I should have went way before that point, right? Anyway, so I was wondering, is that something everybody does? Like, I mean, I know little kids do it, but is that something you still do as an adult? Weird, I know, but whatever. So, what was I watching? Something, and there was this little kid, or as a little kid, I can't remember, they had dimples, and I was thinking how cute dimples are, and how cute freckles are, and there's, like, freckles, you always think of freckles, you think of this little freckle-faced kid, but I think freckles as an adult are cute to a degree. I don't, like, I'm not very attracted to people who have freckles all over their entire face, you know, or that kind of deal, which I'm sorry if you do. It's like, you know, I'm sure that everybody, there's somebody for everybody, so that may be to someone's liking, mine not so much, but I do like, you know how you'll have the little sun freckles on your face, like maybe a few on your nose and a few on your cheek in the summertime? I think those are cute. And a few on your shoulders, those are cute too. But not all the time, all over. But I guess that's usually reserved for gingers or whatever. I do know some people that are freckles everywhere. It's not unattractive. It's just not something I'm into. Like, I mean, I know people do love dimples. You know, some people just love dimples. Oh, and they're cute, but I'm not falling all over myself to be with somebody that had dimples. I mean, obviously, my wife does not have dimples, so therefore, that proves that theory. Haha. But also, I've been on call this weekend, and it was a rough weekend. I had to drive to an hour and a half away, and Lori went with me first time. I had to go back there later, and I was mad. Like, I was. It was like at 9:30 at night, and an hour and a half away, and it was one of our biggest contracts. Couldn't Like, I would have went the next morning. I would have happily gotten up, but, you know, they wanted me there tonight. And those are the things that you do when you're on call and when you work for Ecolab. You know, you are on call 24/7. That's part of the job. You understand that's part of the job. And on the flip side of that, people are like, whoa, you're on call 24/7. On the flip side of that is I set my own schedule. You know, I get up early and go in early, and I get off early. And, you know, if I have a couple extra hours, or if I worked my butt off like I did Saturday on call, I'll just take a day off during the week. Like, I'll just take a Tuesday off or Wednesday off. I mean, I'll still take my calls or whatever, but I'll just not schedule anything for that day so that, you know, I can feel like I can have a day that I can get shit that I need to get done. But anyway, that wasn't the point of that was, so I go out. Of course, it's 10:30 before I get there. But before that, when they called and I said, I was upset, so upset that I was going to have to leave that I threw a temper tantrum, okay? A full-on three-year-old temper tantrum. And I don't do that very often, but it kind of feels good. But then after you've done it, like, I don't do it to a point where I hurt anyone, but, or myself, or any, or, you know, my animals or anything, but, like, I'll just get to the point where I just, you know, I'll just throw stuff down, little stuff, like my headphones or whatever, but then I'll get out to the garage and I'll probably, like, I threw something out there, which made me feel a little bit better. But then I got into my truck and I had an old pair of shades and I broke those in half. And then I hit the roof of my truck. And once I finally did that and then drove for a little bit, I felt a whole lot better yet douchey. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like I wasn't as mad anymore. And the only reason I was mad, I mean, I know I was on call. The only reason I was mad was because I'd already driven there and back once. And, you know, it was already 9:30 at night, which is not late, but it's late if you've been up all day working. It's like a regular work day. And I'd been up since like 5 that morning and was still working and had to drive over, which I knew it wouldn't be there until 10:30. And then I would be back at, you know, by 1 o'clock in the morning, which was not something I was looking forward to. So I pitched a little temper tantrum, you know, got upset, threw some shit, broke some glasses, some shades. And then by the time I got there, I was in a much better mind frame. I was very nice to the customer, of course, and I would have been even if I'd been mad. But it wasn't, well, actually it was their fault, but it wasn't, you know, I mean, it is what it is, you know, it is what it is. But sometimes you just feel better after you throw a temper tantrum, and you could see, you know, your parents, like, groom you to not act like a child once you get older and to be able to control your emotions and, you know, to be able to control what you got going on. But sometimes it's difficult to do. And not only is it difficult to do, but you get how a three-year-old could get upset and throw temper tantrums, because I still want to do it. I still do it, not want to do it, as an adult, because I'm a child, okay? That's my problem. I can revert back to a child when things don't go my way sometimes. And I did not want to drive, so I pitched a temper tantrum, felt douchey, called Lori back. I mean, I wasn't mean to her. I just, you know, didn't say bye, and I was just upset. And so I called her, or no, she actually called me when I was leaving, I think, and to check on me. And, you know, I apologized and said, I'm sorry that I acted like a douchebag. And she was like, you know, I get it, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you still feel like just a douchebag. Grow up, you know. But I'm not going to say it's never going to happen again, because sometimes you just got to get it out, you know. Some, that's why you need to go to the gym, so that you can get it out without being a douchebag in front of people. But anyway, that happens, I guess. Maybe. Does that happen to you guys? You know, do you get so pissed off that you want to hit something or you want to throw something? I did that a lot as a kid. Like, I would get so mad I would hit stuff. But when I got to be a little bit older, I realized, you know what? Like, hitting things with my fist is only hurting me. You know what I mean? Like, it's hurting my fist. It's not hurting anyone. It's not, you know, like, there was a few times my knuckle would be so big from acting like an idiot and hitting something, or, you know, I'd cut my knuckle up, or, like, how retarded is that? But that was, I was younger, okay? I was younger, and these things happen, and you hopefully grow up, and you don't behave that way, but, you know, I still revert back to that sometimes. But anyway, I was listening to some podcast, I don't know, they were talking about the 70s and the waterbeds, and I started thinking, yeah, I had a waterbed, but it was not in the 70s, no, nope, or the 80s, nope. It was the 90s, but I might have had one, and I did, but see, I was a kid, you know, when I had, no, I don't think I had it in the 80s, I graduated, maybe I did, I don't know, it was right around 18, 19 years old when I got a waterbed, right? Thought I was, shit, what happened to waterbeds, by the way, like, is that just a terrible idea? Because I can recall having the waterbed, or did they finally figure out, maybe they figured out that they weren't good for you. I can't remember what it was, but I loved the waterbed. Like, I kept my waterbed and took it down and put it together. Of course, I had it in my 20s, so I took it down and put it together so many times because I moved so much as a, you know, a kid trying to figure out what the hell is going on in life. But I had the waterbed for a long time, and I think I left it at one of the places when I moved because I knew that... I knew that it wasn't gonna, I could not put that thing back together one more time. It was done. Like, it was so many holes and so many different, you know what I mean? I mean, fortunately, I don't think I ever got a hole in the waterbed itself. But I can remember thinking I was cool because I had my waterbed, my lava lamp, son, you know? And but I remember it being comfortable. I don't remember, I mean, it is kind of, and this was a full-on waterbed. This wasn't one of those, you know, you could get the half-mattress waterbed or whatever because it's firmer and whatnot. No, this was a old-school, full-fledged heater. You know, it had the heater in it, so the water would heat to, you would set it for whatever temperature you wanted the water to be, cooler or warmer. Because you couldn't, if your heater or whatever went out on your waterbed, that was bad news, son, because, it would get cold, and it would pull the heat from your body, you know, it could cause problems. That's probably why waterbeds didn't make it. Why am I still talking about waterbeds? Whatever, it's cool, whatever, I don't care. I had a waterbed and a mullet, how about that, huh? Waterbed, mullet, lava lamp, hot girls, so it didn't matter, right? As long as you can still pull the hot girls amidst your waterbed and your mullet, you gotta be doing something, right? So, yeah, the waterbed. Maybe Lori wants to put bunk beds in one of our spare bedrooms just because it's always been a dream of hers. I mean, we may have talked about this on the podcast before, but she wants to get a bunk bed. I wonder if they make, like, bunk bed water bed, or if we could get that. Like, you know, you could put on the bottom could be the water bed and then top a regular mattress. I wonder about that. I bet you could. I bet they still make water bed. I'm going to Google it. I'm not even going to ask you to Google it and tweet me. I'm going to Google it. Figure it out and see. And if that's the case, we might be getting a waterbed in the Fielder household, bitches. What up? And if anybody wants to come and stay on the waterbed, they're happy to oblige. Anyway, that'd be nice too, because then I could take baths. I could take naps on the waterbed, but more importantly, I bet Lori would like it because she's always cold in the house. And not because I keep it too hot. Too cold. Upstairs is a little cool. It's 68. But only because I do not like to sleep at night when it's hot. It makes me not happy and I sweat. And she's cold natured. So maybe, but she just can, you can use extra blankets. She does. It's fine. But downstairs is 71. And it's okay. But I bet she would like to take a nap in a hot water bed. You know, like where she could just... not even be cold, because she complains about being cold all the time. Eat a biscuit. Anyway, so I don't know if you guys know this, but the dude, the Hoarders dude, the Matt Paxton dude, he has his own podcast. It's Five Decisions Away. He's pretty cool dude. Like, he has a pretty cool backstory and everything, but every time he talks about, you know, helping these hoarders, and it still blows my mind. And there goes a hoarder house now. See, now this is what I do. I drive all the time. And because, of obviously, I've told you guys this. For work, I drive all the time. And after a while, you just start noticing. And I notice hoarder houses everywhere. I'm so shocked at the people. Clean your yard up. Like, you know, I'm shocked at the people that just leave their... I guess it just spills out, right? It just spills out onto the ground. And I mean, onto the front lawn or onto the whatever. Nasty asses. Clean that shit up. Clean it up. But anyway, so no interviews as of yet because I haven't gotten my ass in gear and tried to get anybody to do the podcast. All I would have to do is just ask. But I haven't done that. That's what I'm talking about. Get off your ass, you lazy fuck. You got your arms and your legs and, you know, all your faculties about you. Well, aside from maybe I'm a few mental notes. Whatever, though. But, you know, I have all of my faculties about me, and yet, why? Why? Because I sit there and play a stupid game or look on fucking Facebook that I just complained about, or tweet, or, you know what I mean, find any other excuse to do anything except for what I should be doing. That's sad. And don't get me wrong, I'm driven, I get up early, I get a lot of shit done, but sometimes, if it's not stuff that has to be done, but stuff like, you know, just, hey, you want to do the podcast, and calling somebody on Skype, and actually sitting down and doing it, but I won't even do that, you know, that's the stuff I'm talking about. This dude get out and train, put his feet on, you know, he can't feel like you can when your foot hits the ground, you know, but he's found a way to make it work. Anyway, I'm not going to keep talking about that dude, but it's pretty badass, you know? Like, it's pretty badass. So, if you guys want to get in touch with us, I know it's a short podcast, but you get in a podcast, so don't complain. You know, it's not all of them have to be an hour. It can be 30-minute podcasts, a little shorty for the way to work or whatever. If you want to... Oh, hey, there's a doggy. Dogs that stay in their yard, like, I mean, our dogs will if I just make them, you know, but, and bully them, but, not bully them, I sound like, that sounds terrible, but, you know, like, nope, we don't even let them out in the front because of that, but we did at our old house because we had a patio, well, a deck, yeah, we had a deck in the front, which was, you know, the porch, and so we would make the dogs stay up there. That's a lot of training, you know. You had to have to get them every time because they're, all right, this one's running off, so you gotta grab it, put it back on the porch. No, you know. So, people need to learn to train their kids like that. Probably be a little better off. Or spank them. My sister got my nephew yesterday. He's, my nephew's 13, almost 14. I don't even know what happened, really. I was aggravating him because I do that a lot and picking on him, you know, just like teasing him. The more I talk, the douchier I start sounding, but just aggravating him, you know, playing. Well, he accidentally hit his other aunt with the noodle, and because he was trying to hit me with it, which is fair game. He can do whatever he wants, you know, if I'm aggravating or we're playing, which we were both. It wasn't just me. We were, you know, he had sprayed me with the water. I got it and sprayed him and wouldn't stop until I made him mad, and then he got mad, and he got upset, and, tried to hit me with a noodle, hit somebody else, didn't apologize, got in trouble for not apologizing, and then I don't know what happened after that, but my sister got into his ass because he disrespected her or something. I don't even remember. I really don't know what happened because I turned around and then that all happened, but I tell you what, my sister grabbed him up and hollered at him and said something to him and called him a baby, and he was oh so upset and, you know, embarrassed in front of everybody I know. And but I was kind of proud of her, you know, like, I mean, not, she has kind of babied him, but only, that's just her son, you know, it's her baby boy, whatever. She hasn't babied him to the point where he's a little douchebag or anything like that. He's a good, great kid, like, real good kid, but, you know, that was always kind of mama's boy, and it was good to see her put him in his place, because he is almost 14 for all intents and purposes. He'll be 14 in 2 weeks. So, for the most part. And, you know, that's how it's going to have to be. He's a 14-year-old boy, and it was good to see her put him in his place, because he needs to have a healthy fear of his mama. You know, I do. That's why I said to Holly, I said, yay for you. I said, I'm still scared of my mama, you know. And I said, you've got to be scared of your mama a little bit. And I think that's what's wrong with most kids nowadays, or even, you know, these 20-something-year-old kids that don't want to work and want everybody to give them everything, and, you know, they're not scared of their parents or whatever. You need to be scared of your mama, you know, and your dad, you know, if your dad's around. You need to be scared of them a little bit. That's good. That's good. When you grow up, you don't have to be scared of your mama anymore. I'm not really scared of my mom, but I wouldn't disrespect my mom still to this day, right? But having said that, it's good when you're younger to have that, especially when you get to be a mouthy teenager. And, you know, we were all mouthy teenagers at some point, I'm sure. But anyway, so yeah, if you want to get in touch with me, if you want to see what I look like, know who I am, just look at the website, thebutchguru.co, www.thebutchguru.co. ButchGuru.co, alright? And on there I'll have ways to get in touch with us. Listen, this podcast does not pay for itself, okay? We have to pay out of our pocket for it. If you have an extra couple of dollars, go to the website, donate a couple of dollars. You don't think that $2 will matter, but if that's all you got, donate $2 to us. If everybody donated $2, it'd pay for the podcast every month, you know? And I'm not saying you should donate every month, or this should be subscription-based, or it's not, nothing like that's going to happen. I'm just saying that, you know, donations are appreciated. And we also have an Amazon wish list for the podcast, if you want to go to the Butch Guru's podcast page, thebutchguru.co. There's a link there to our Amazon wish list. And if you want to get us something for the podcast, equipment or whatever, there are things for the studio listed there, and you can donate in that way if you do not want to give us cash. Anything's appreciated, nothing's appreciated, you know, whatever. You don't have to give anything. We still appreciate you guys listening. So and this will always be free. We'll always foot the bill when there's not enough money from donations to pay for it. We'll always foot the bill for that. So thank you again for listening to this, and hopefully I'll stay like this, and we'll keep doing podcasts. I'll do them if she can't join me, and you know, that's that. So go to the website, check it out. Go to YouTube, we got some shit there. You know, if you just want to see what's going on, check out the Facebook page, whatever, you know, just hit us up. But nonetheless, thanks for listening, and hopefully I will have another one of these up next week. This is a PS to the podcast. This is a pet peeve. I probably should have done a mindless minute on it. Would have been smart, but a pet peeve of mine is two things about this. Number one, if you pull out in front of me, why do you pull out in front of me and then go slow, asshole? Like, if I pull out, and I'm not saying I've never done this, ever, because sometimes, you know, you have limited visibility, or whatever the situation may be, or you didn't see them, or you couldn't see over a hill, and you pull out, and you see that there's somebody coming at a higher rate of speed than you just pulled out. I generally try to speed up, so that the guy behind me isn't inconvenienced by having to slam on his brakes, instead of just pulling out and go 20, is retarded. It's a pet peeve of mine. Why do you pull out in front of somebody, and even if you did it accidentally, why would you not accelerate and move, you dumbass? Anyway, I'm on a roll, right? But anyway, that, and then when people will pull out in front of you, like, they'll hurry up and pull out in front of you to go up maybe 20 yards and pull into another drive, that pisses me off too. And there'll be no cars behind me, you know what I mean? Like, asshole, you couldn't have waited 10 seconds to let me pass you, and then you could pull out, take your time, look at the check the cows, whatever, and turn into the next drive. But no, you want to inconvenience me by pulling out in front of me, number one, making me slam on my brakes, and then turn into the next drive. Don't be a douchebag, alright? I mean, like, I think people get stuck in their own world so much that they don't even know what's going on around them. Wake up! Open your eyes, people! Get out from in front of that computer or that telephone or whatever it is that's got you so enthralled and so encapsulated with your own little world that you can't see that you're being an inconsiderate asshole. Like, stop. Open your eyes. Like I said a million times, I'm just as guilty. I have to do it too. But at least I'm trying to do it. You do it too, okay? Help the world be better. Help the world be a better place. That's what you should be doing every day. Just leave it a little bit better every day than it was the day before. Smile at people, make eye contact, you know, talk to people. Try to be nice. You never know. You could be in that situation one day, and how would you want people to treat you? Got to think about it like that, you know. How would you want to be treated? Anyway, that's it. I'm sorry. I know I went on. Now I got fuel, low fuel. Good job. Got to stop and get some gasoline. Anyway, again, you know the routine. If you want to get in touch with me, you can. And you can find me anywhere. Just Google the Butch Guru. Google it. Google it, bitches. So until next time, I'm out again. Maybe. If I can unlock my phone to stop the recording. Technology.